It's been a week of very mixed emotions for those of us who are friends and fans of Anne Shelton. But may I save my thoughts on her and the family until the end of this part of our program. And first of all, answer those requests which I'd sorted out and scheduled for this evening. The first of them is for Jack Buckley of Shirehampton in Bristol, who says he recalls Henry Hall in the 1930s on the wireless playing the girl in the little green hat with the vocal, he thinks, by Len Berman. Well, you're quite right, because I've checked Henry's book of BBC dance orchestra arrangements, and it's listed there as number 637, but I'm afraid he never recorded it. A number of other bands did, and I rather like the Roy Fox version, which I've played more than once, I think, in the past. It was recorded on April the 18th, 1933, and it's Sid Buckman with the tongue-twisting lyric.
There's no water in the lake, no roof upon the house, no trees in the park at all. But I'll wait inside the lake, I'll be welcome at a house, I'll meet her by the garden wall. There's a ship on the lake, there's a sailor on the shore, there's a girl in his arms, she's the girl I adore. So goodbye to the house by the lake in the park and the girl in the little green hat. There's a storm on the lake, there's a ship in the storm, there's a girl on the ship in the storm on the lake, and the girl on the lake on the ship in the storm is the girl in the little green hat. As the ship starts to dip, she's losing her grip, every dip makes a tip, not the girl but the ship, but the girl on the ship has the pip on the trip, the girl in the little green hat. She's been sailing quite enough, she's been clinging to the rail, she's dying to be home once more, cause the lake is rather rough and the girl is rather pale, she's glad to get her feet on shore. Ah, she gave up the ship and the captain and his men for a complimentary ticket to my arms once again. Now I'm back in the park at the house by the lake with the girl in the little green hat.
Cricket scoreboard has heard just the last part of that. The girl in the little green hat with Roy Fox and his orchestra and the vocal by the lead trumpeter Sid Buckman. Talking of records that I've played before like that one, I guess Ernest Humphreys of the Wirral in Merseyside must have been busy elsewhere the times I've played this next record. I see by his letterhead he's a radio amateur. I guess he was probably chatting to some other ham halfway around the world on Monday evenings, so perhaps someone would like to slip up and tell him to stop transmitting for the moment and receive loud and clear this Lou Stone recording with Al Boley from June 1934 of Riptide. And if you could have a pen and paper handy, Mr. Humphreys, I'll give you an address afterwards to which you can write about your Al Boley inquiries. Okay? Here then, Riptide.
Thank you. in a riptide. Torn between two loves, the old and the new. Riptide, lost in a riptide. Where will it take me? What shall I do? My heart is tossed on a sea of emotion. One love offers romance, the other devotion. A new love is calling, the old love is pleading. I'm caught in a riptide. What shall I do?
Stone, Al Boley, and Riptide from 1934. Mr. Humphreys, and others for that matter, who have heard me mention Memory Lane, well, here's the address of the magazine which incorporates the official Al Boley Society. The magazine editor is Ray Pallett, that's P-A-L-L-E-T-T, Ray Pallett, Memory Lane, 226 Station Road, Leon C, Essex, and the postcode is SS9 3BS. That's Ray Pallett, Memory Lane, 226 Station Road, Leigh-on-Sea, Essex, SS9 3BS. Mr. Humphreys, a stamped self-addressed envelope to them may satisfy your needs. I certainly hope so. Now, just before the next request, may I mention that the Harry Roy Society meets this coming Saturday at the usual venue. That's the Concert Artists Association Rooms, 20 Bedford Street, London, WC2. That's just off the Strand. Doors open at 6:15. Proceedings begin at 7 p.m. The next request record is one of those tunes that will please a number of people who've asked for it. I'll just mention two here, Mr. E. Reston of Downley, High Wycombe Bucks, and Mr. W.F. Wilshire of Bitton Park, Southampton. The tune is When the Poppies Bloom Again, and this is the Ambrose recording from September 1936 with the vocal chorus sung by Jack Cooper. Thank you.
again, I'll remember you. There beside the river Seine, where we kissed adieu. When you told me not to cry, held me tenderly, but that kiss was our goodbye. You were gone from me. My lonely footsteps stray where you must ever stay. I place a sweet bouquet, my token of love. Darling, till we meet again, I'll be ever true. When the poppies bloom again, I'll remember you.
Jack Cooper, When the Poppies Bloom Again. Here's a first-time requester, although a long-time listener, Bob Lovelace of Hereford, who says he'd like to hear a record of The Music Goes Round and Around, He Thinks, by Henry Hall, where the tune is played in several different styles. Well, it wasn't Henry Hall, Mr. Lovelace, although he did make an excellent straight treatment, if you can call a straight treatment of music going round and round, with the vocal by George Elric. I think the version you're referring to was made by Jay Wilbur. It's a double-sided 78, which Jay Wilbur first attempted for the Crown label in February 1936. That apparently was not satisfactory, but a second attempt on June the 4th for Rex was. To compare the doings, here's a well-known radio voice of the past, Lionel Gamlin.
Now, by this time, everyone knows what happens to the music. It goes round and around. Yes, but where? That's the point. Round the world, perhaps. Anyhow, may we give you a few impressions of how this now famous tune might be affected by local atmosphere if it decided to take a world tour? For instance, in Russia. Cuba is our next port of call, where the tune probably sounds something like this. Thank you. quite a big step to China, but the music's there before us, and the local Bing Crosby's hard at work boop-a-dooping to the same honorable tune. To Vienna, city where the waltz reigns supreme.
Wilburn, his orchestra, taking the music, goes around and around, around the world. And the compere was Lionel Hamlin. Now, I'm not going to tell you what the next band, or who the next band is led by, but you may probably guess. No problem, of course, with the vocalist. That's Sam Brown. And the tune, well, that's a George and Ira Gershwin song, A Foggy Day in London Town.
I'm tuning in to new...
Hello. Seem to have got the wrong bit of it. Okay? Here it is. No, no.
And the music goes round and around. Oh, babe, come on there. Beat it out, man. Bop, 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 bop. Oh, oh, and the music goes around and around. Oh, and stop, stop here.
I was anticipating the last bit of that record, The Music Goes Round and Around, you see. They had that little extra bit there, which was the band in New York, at least how they would have done it in America. They lost the tune, practically. Now, as I was saying, I'm not going to tell you who the next band is led by. It has Sam Brown as the vocalist, and the song is by George and Ira Gershwin, A Foggy Day in London Town. Here we go again.
Foggy day in London town,
had me low and had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
This week with Sam Brown, and I have lots of Sam Brown requests for the special. We may do it next week or the week after. Incidentally, the Coda Club meets tomorrow at 3:30 at 50 Frith Street in Soho, and they're celebrating the birthdays of Stanley Black, Aubrey Franks, Harry Conn, and the man who does so much for the club, and that is Tony Harrison. It's his birthday as well. Now to an indelible wartime memory song sung by the lady who introduced it.
Although some people say he's just a crazy guy, to me he means a million other things. For he's the one who taught this happy heart of mine to fly. He wears a pair of silver wings. And though it's pretty tough, the job he has to do, I wouldn't have him change it for a king. An ordinary fellow in a uniform of blue, he wears a pair of silver wings. I'm so full of pride when we go walking, every time he's home on thee. He with those wings on his tunic, me with my heart on my sleeve. But when I'm left alone and we are far apart, I sometimes wonder what tomorrow brings. For I adore that crazy guy who taught my happy heart to wear a pair of silver wings.
A teenage Anne Shelton, and the Michael Carr, Eric Mashwood song, which she introduced, as I said, in 1941, A Pair of Silver Wings. Just a couple of Mondays ago, I was congratulating Anne on 50 years in show business. She made her first record with Ambrose, Begin the Begin, with her name on the label, on June the 7th, 1940. For some 45 of those 50 years, Anne shared her life with her first boyfriend, her husband, David, who didn't wear a pair of silver wings. He was a naval man. And after the war, he devoted his time to helping Anne with her career, and for so long supporting her in her quiet but unstinting charity work. He was, with her sister Jo, the solid foundation and encouragement in that work. David, as you may have read in the newspapers, suffered a sudden stroke and died last Monday, tragically, on the eve of the announcement of Anne's award of the OBE in the Queen's Honours. Happily, David knew of the award and shared the pre-announcement with Anne and the family. I spent much of this past weekend talking with Anne and Joe. They know both the sadness and happiness and love my wife and I share with them. And I expressed my surprise at the fact that Anne, who was such a child of BBC radio in the 40s and who grew to a star of great stature in that decade and the 50s, and was such an enormous favourite with the forces, continuing that bond through her charity work until today, was, especially with the Not Forgotten Association, was really ignored in the radio news bulletins. It was sad. But certainly she was not ignored by her friends and fans all over the world. This fan would like to play now another wartime song that Anne sings quite beautifully. It headlined a 1977 re-release of her recordings, and Anne was asked to revive it, especially for the film Yanks, where she sang it again beautifully over the closing titles of the picture. This, though, is the 1944 recording.
I'll be seen in all the old familiar places that my heart and mind embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
The happiness, as I said, at the award, and Anne's sadness at the loss of David.